Happy holidays, guys. This is Eric Bell, your host for Turning on the Light. I am with Anthony Palmer today. This will be our last episode of 2022, and this is actually our 20th episode, and I thought that I would take this time to really just kind of reflect back on the year, reflect back on what's transpired within me throughout the shows, and really just thank each of you for listening and supporting this journey that we've been on this past year. I specifically remember talking with Anthony about doing a podcast. I had done a podcast with him, and then another podcast. And I think through that, people reached out and just thanked me for being vulnerable and sharing my story. And so I think the spirit started moving inside of me to provide something that talks about mental wellness and mental health and all the things that go along with, you know, what we're all experiencing in life. And so for me, I remember sitting January 1st, it was the evening in the afternoon. I think I sent Palmer a text and then I was going to post something about it. Thought that that'd be a great way to start the year. And then I remember being super, super nervous and not even wanting to do it. And so it just is a reminder that things take a lot of courage to kind of step into it. And a lot of us have different things that go on in our lives that we all need to just, you know, have some courage. And I think that was our big word when we started this, was to have courage to step into your own life and into whatever's happening. And you got to walk through those times. And so I just remember thinking, man, what am I doing? Why am I going to be vulnerable? And it's been an amazing journey. 20 episodes later, I've learned a lot about the ups and downs of life. We've got a chance to talk to a number of people in different spectrums. And for me, it was really, you know, fine-tuning the conversation and really staying present in the moment, which really taught me so much about the way we communicate with people and the way we communicate and think. You know, you have internal voices and things that happen, and how often do you kind of move on those voices within? And so it's just been an amazing journey, and I'm super thankful for each of you that have listened. And I'm excited for next year's journey, because we got a lot of good stuff in the works for next year. So,
you know, it's funny that we're recording this today, because just yesterday I was spending some time working on our website, which is going to be launching hopefully by the end of this year, if not early, or if not in January. And I was kind of going back through some old notes that we wrote down when you first kind of came up with the idea, and we were talking about things, and just everything from the name, you know, this going back to the story of when you were a kid, mm-hmm. of just, you know, what it meant for the light to be turned on and that moment for you, and thinking about so much of the feedback that we've heard about the show. And I don't, it's not like a self-aggrandizing statement, but like, you know, we've had so many people say, one, like it being men who are willing to talk about mm-hmm. their vulnerabilities, which, you know, we know is something that is lacking in the world at times. So, I'm really proud of you for taking that step and kind of being that voice on this front for a lot. But just as we were working on the website yesterday, taking it back and looking at it really from a standpoint of, it's this, sometimes I think mental health gets looked at in such this negative light, right? Like if something's wrong, you've got this mental health issue, and it's so not that. Mm-hmm. It's this mental wellness piece. It's just setting ourselves up to be able to be the best versions of ourselves. We all deal with shit in life. Like life is hard, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it's life is beautiful and great, and there's so many blessings that we get out of it, but it's hard. Mm-hmm. And acknowledging that doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you less. It means that like you're willing to work on that for yourself, just like we have to work on things for our own physical health to keep ourselves here on this earth, you know? And I think that's been one of the things that's been so refreshing about this show. And, you know, every other week when we've dropped episodes has been these conversations that you've had just feel very normal. It's very normal people coming on and talking about their lives, you know, and the relationships that they have with this, with kind of this mental health space. You know, one thing that we said when we started was that we wanted to have, we really wanted to focus on having professionals in the space, but also having just everyday people.
Yeah.
And I think we've done a really good job of that. And I think what's been so cool is very organically, like the message from the professional to the everyday person has been very similar.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, when I look back, even the professionals, we all got the same, you know, we're all human. We all come from the same place. We've all had certain struggles. It's amazing to me, you know, I remember Matt Kretich talking about his swim career and kind of what transpired and what transformed him. And then, you know, talking about, you know, you look at a priest, you know, Tom Raznick and his journey of really just feeling good enough, right? Mm-hmm. And that's every single one of us. We struggle with that. And I think that we all talked about, you know, we all talked about in life, we go through certain situations and then we don't really know what's going to be on the other side. But when we get to the other side, we always look back and think, man, I'm super thankful for that situation.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that really comes into play too, is we talk a lot about if you had a knee problem, you'd see an orthopedic doctor. If you had a heart problem, you go see a heart doctor. I mean, it's really, you know, if you have a skin problem, you go see a dermatologist. It's really simple. And those things come naturally to us. But when we have some type of struggle, we're hesitant to figure out or to do something about that issue. And that to me is, I hope that people will, again, we wanted to normalize the conversation. And I hope that we have done just that by really sharing our stories, sharing the stories of other people. You know, you think about Travis Macy and what he's doing with his own father's journey and how he really changed the narrative, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, talking about Dr. Risberg, talking about athletes and their struggles and how they went through that. You know, I just have loved the conversations around, you know, you look at Lonnie Bedwell and Brian Hill and what they're doing, you know, with his, you know, he's blind, and you listen to his story and you're like, dude, I got nothing to talk about, complain about. My challenges aren't that big. I mean, he's going to try to hike Everest blind and, you know,
Something that I will never forget was like just watching your face during that episode. Like some of the stuff Lonnie was talking about like not just how he became blind, but what he has done with his life since that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I mean, I think you and I both got off that recording and both were just like dead afterwards. Cause it was just inspiring.
Yeah.
You know, on a whole nother level.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, spiritual stuff with Caroline Vogel and, you know, Beth Haynes and, you know, providing us a different point of view from her side of the mic and, you know, several yoga instructors, Emily and Casey. And I just have, that to me, whatever your choice of exercise, for me, it's been yoga. And that's why I've kind of been drawn to those. But it might be something else. It might be running, you know. I know Dana runs a ton. She's a counselor and couples counselor, and she had some very poignant thoughts and ways in which she, you know, she can help or you can help, you know, your relationships. But I think that whatever it is, there's something to be said about, you know, exercise will change, you know, change your way. And sometimes, you might be in a bad space and it's just that next step that you're going to do, whether it's yoga or going for a walk or a run or whatever, that can kind of reframe and change your thoughts and your mind. And so, I'm super excited about what we have in store, because, you know, we've talked about, we're going to give you guys, as we start January and everybody has their New Year's resolutions, we're going to start with providing you guys with people and resources in which you can really help your own life. You know, we got some really cool guests talking about goal setting, breathing, meditation, you know, some habit making, you know, having good habits. I'm super fired up about the resources and the people that we have coming on the show, you know, and I think that, you know, last week we started with the holiday season, right? With Thanksgiving and we had, Liz and Marla on talking a lot about, you know, how to do it differently and speaking your expectations. And hopefully you listened to those episodes and maybe your holiday was a little different this year.
I feel like somebody's have to be, because we heard so much feedback on that episode, you know.
Yeah.
To what we were talking about at the beginning, like one of the coolest things about that episode was two therapists coming on and basically saying, like, yeah, the holidays suck for us too sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. They can be really tough. And that was the start of a 6-week, you know, 6-week journey, that the stress and the expectations, and, you know, you got to try to be everything for everybody and do everything for everybody. And so my encouragement is to continue to try to do it differently. Do your holidays different this year. And whatever that means, I would challenge you to really look at your life and look at what's happening in your life and how can you be different.
So as we kind of wrap things up here, for the year, I had a couple questions I wanted to ask you specifically, to kind of leave the guest or leave our audience with. And then I also want to kind of put these questions to the audience as well. So, as you guys know, we mentioned it a ton on the podcast, but you guys can always email us at turningonthelightpod@gmail.com, or you can find us on social media at turningonthelight. Send us a DM, send us an email. Would love to hear your feedback on some of these questions that I'm getting ready to ask Eric. It'll help us as we kind of plan our course for 2023, but also would just love to hear your thoughts on the past 20 episodes. So not to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. What's been one of the, I don't want to say favorite, but like, what's been one of your like highlights from this season, from the conversations that you've had, whether it's somebody you got to speak with or what you heard from someone, like what's something that's really kind of stuck with you?
I think that for me, you know this about me, I don't listen to the episodes. I've got a pretty critical voice inside of me. And so that would probably not be a good thing for me to just be critical. So I don't listen to the episodes. And because we're on one side of the mic, we don't really have a lot of feedback on the other side of the mic. And so there's been times that I've been like, man, should we keep doing this? Should I keep doing this? But for me, there's something inside of me that keeps speaking to me. And then the encouragement that I get when I hear somebody say, man, I listened to the show and here's what it did for me. I think that's been the biggest surprise and the most like rewarding thing to say, keep going.
Yeah.
Right. Just every now and then there's somebody that'll reach out and just be like, man, I love this show. And so, you know, and a lot of this has been very local, right? We've had a few people that have been outside of this, Knoxville. And so the more people, you know, as we move through the next year that I want to get exposure to, because I think that this is really resonating with a friend called me from California the other day. And he was like, man, this is really good. I'm really thankful. And he listens to it on his walk. So Peter, hopefully you're listening to this last episode on your walk. But I'm just so thankful that people reach out to me and tell me what it means to them that we're doing this. And that encourages me. And so I think there's an element of I'm super thankful, but I'm also, that's what encourages me to keep going.
Yeah. So the next question, and you know, we wrap up every episode with asking people kind of what their turning on the light moment has been in their life. And for anybody who's listened to the past 20 episodes, like, we know kind of those moments for you, but I want to kind of rephrase the question for you as people head into the new year and setting goals for themselves and hopefully, you know, taking some of the lessons learned throughout the conversations that we've had here and being able to prioritize their own kind of mental health. What is it that you would suggest to someone who is feeling that need to kind of take that next step and get some help? Like, as somebody who struggled with that first step as well, we've talked about it a lot on the show. Like, what's kind of a word of encouragement, that turning on the light moment, that you would share with somebody of what, how they can kind of just get started?
Yeah. I think there's a couple of things. Number one is courage, yeah. Right? It's going to take courage to step into it. It's also going to take courage to kind of look in the mirror and be like, man, I don't like the way this is headed. I don't like what's happening to me. I don't like the way I'm feeling. I don't like what I'm doing. I mean, there's a number of things that you're going to have to, like, take some time and really reflect and be like, is this really how I want my life to go, or the place the way that I want it to go? I think that's part of it. I also think that there's a community out there that really wants to help. And so just when you think you're alone, I would say that you're not. And there's a lot of people that are experiencing exactly what you're experiencing, and they want to help. Maybe they're on the other side of it, right? And you know, it's just like if you're an alcoholic and you meet with somebody who's done the work and is sober, there's a reason that you get a buddy, and that there's a reason that you get, you know, somebody to help you and walk with you through the trenches in the hard stuff.
Yeah.
And I would challenge you to find that person and reach out, and you're going to have to be vulnerable, right? You're going to have to share the shadow side, the not very pretty side of yourself, to really let somebody in to really help you. And at the end of the day, I think, you know, we can have different views of religion, politics, whatever. I mean, you go down the list of things that are different about us, but you know, if you watched last night and yesterday, the World Cup, right? When the game was over, the American team was hugging the Iranian team,
yeah,
because they know they've been on the other side. They know the agony of defeat, and they put their arm around them and said, "Hey, you guys did great, and we love you." And you know, they're not going home to a good situation to either. No. So I just think that there's like that moment right there of watching people put their arm around somebody that's feeling something. That's kind of what we all want to do and can do.
Well, and you can be that light, right? Like, I think it gets easier the more you do it. Like, personally, it gets easier the more that you open up yourself and allow that vulnerability in. But it also, from a communal standpoint, becomes easier the more people we see doing it, right? Mm-hmm. The more people know that that's going to be met with empathy, with love, with kindness. And I think that's, if, you know, one person listening to the show is willing to be that sounding board for somebody else, willing to be kind of that soft spot, then this is making that impact.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So, I think this has been an incredible run this year. And, as we move into 2023, we'll still be dropping shows on Mondays, be every other Monday. We'll be picking up on, I should have written it down.
I think it's January the
9th. We'll be back with our first episode of the year. And, in the meantime, like I said, please be sure to follow us on our social channels. We are going to be kind of highlighting some past episodes over the month of December. Again, we'd love to hear from you guys over the course of the month. You know, what have been some of your favorite episodes? What have been some things about the show that you've liked? What have been some things about the show that you haven't liked? What would you like to hear more of? What would you like to hear less of? You know, it helps us in really keeping the conversation relevant to you guys, the audience. So don't hesitate to reach out. You can shoot us a DM on the page. You can reach out to Eric or myself directly as well. But Eric, man, I really want to thank you for being vulnerable and letting us kind of bring this show to life together. And it's been awesome doing this with you and working with you. And I'm excited to see where you continue to take this next year.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Anthony. Thanks for, you know, we all need a person to kind of keep us accountable and help us out in the journey. And I'm really thankful for your guidance as you've walked with me through this journey. It's been awesome. And to the listeners, you know, you're the reason we do this. So, and you're the reason I do it. So thank you for that. I hope that you enjoy your holidays. And like I keep saying, hopefully they're different for you this year. And I hope that you keep turning on the light for yourself and for others. It sometimes can be a dark place. So I hope that you can shed some light and some peace into people's lives. I'm super thankful and look forward to seeing you guys in the new year. And I hope each of you have a great holiday season. Thanks a lot for turning on the light. The Turning on the Light podcast is part of the Palm Tree Podco network of podcasts. It's produced and edited by Anthony Palmer.